Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Killifish are small, unusually colorful, oviparous or egg-laying fish that are common in home aquaria. There are many species, and the fish generally range in length from 2 to 4 inches, or 5 to 10 centimeters, although the largest may reach 6 inches or 15 centimeters in length. They're found in equatorial belts all over the world and generally live in brackish or fresh waters. Some species live in temporary pools that dry up during the year. They bury their eggs in the mud, and these eggs can survive for months in a dormant state without oxygen until the rains return. Then development resumes. This temporary dormancy and development caused by environmental stress is called diapause. These embryos are very tolerant of anoxia, or lack of oxygen. A human would suffer dire consequences if deprived of oxygen, even for a short time. But these killifish can shut down their life processes and survive without oxygen. One scientist referred to the killifish as a champion of anoxia tolerance among vertebrates. One might wonder, why bother studying these fish anyhow? Well, scientists are trying to find out how these fish tolerate lack of oxygen without ill effects. Such understanding could be useful in treating stroke victims or in helping in trauma surgery. So far, scientists have found that when deprived of oxygen, killifish increase the level of a nerve inhibitor known as gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, G-A-B-A. The killifish die if they're deprived of oxygen and can't build up GABA. Further studies are being done. Finding switches for a diapause in humans would be medically useful and exciting. Then I could switch myself off instead of you doing that. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.